Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Love, love is strange. Lot of people take it for a game.
Welcome back, 7 till Little Mickey and Sylvia bringing us back. I'm Jim Blasingame. You're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show, and I'm glad you're here. Jim Oxtroff is with us. He's one of the great editors at the Kiplinger Washington Editors. Their website is Kiplinger.com, and, of course, all the publications that I mentioned earlier, the Kiplinger Letter, the Tax Letter, the Agriculture Letter, those are the two are the biweeklies. They got an outstanding magazine, which is Kiplinger's Personal Finance Magazine. I use their website all the time. And, Jim, what about the phone number where they can call?
Here's a toll-free number. Yeah, sure. It's 800-544-0155.
And of course, folks, almost 13 years ago, I arm wrestled them into a 30-day free trial, and they're still letting you have that. So check that out and use that to your advantage. Hey, Jim, let's move over and talk about unemployment. This is... You know, we've got a lot of toxins in the economy that we have to absorb. We got to wash these things through our system, and one of those are not just unemployment, Jim, but two kinds of unemployment: cyclical unemployment, the people that we laid off that we want to hire back as soon as we can, and in structural unemployment, the people that we laid off because they couldn't do the jobs that we had for them to do, and they're not trained for second decade 21st century jobs. This. And tell us a report to this, Jim. Well, you guys covered this. How this scenario has played out before, right, but not at this level.
You know, the thing is that if we look at long-term unemployment, people unemployed, it's just about, you know, over a year. And very quickly it has swelled from about 770,000 people to now more than 4.3 million. That's about, you might say, we would be 3% of the overall labor force. And that's three times as high, you know, as any time it was since the end of World War II.
That's what creates the jobless recovery.
Right. And the issue, yes, exactly, as you said, is that many people, for various reasons, may never work again. And that creates, it's a loss of talent, of course. But it raises other issues in terms of
social issues, societal issues,
family,
right,
and we're not saying, oh, these are people who are 64 and a half, and well, they retired early. They may be in their 40s, or you know, or others. Yeah. It's just whatever reason they won't work again. Maybe they don't have the skills, or they have great skills, but suddenly those are not in demand, mm-hmm. hard to retrain for whatever reason. Again, it just exactly social issues when you have many millions of people out on the land, not working, and not only for them personally, but of course productively for society. That's a worry. In a way, of course, it's part of our transition
and
economy.
And it's the reason why we could, if the economy continues to grow and the expansion takes hold. Even with all that, because of the structure, once we've absorbed the cyclical unemployed, the structural unemployed will take a lot longer to finally absorb. And I know when you said they'll never work again. I don't want to think about that, Jim. I don't want to think about that eventuality. But they'll do something. But they'll never. Maybe they'll never be fully employed like they had been. They'll be underemployed.
Underemployed.
Which is still not good for them or their families.
Or the economy.
What's the answer, Jim?
Well, we need strong government programs. No, the answer is it takes many different things here. We need an economy that is growing substantially. And
we need a retraining program, don't we? We need to get people retrained.
Programs. There are federal programs. They come and they go. That offer retraining.
Yeah.
One would also look here potentially at the private sector at offering, you know, something to help people.
But Jim, we've got to put it back on ourselves. Folks, if you can't get a job, if you're trying to get a job and you're getting turned down because you're not qualified, you got to go get qualified. And there's no place on earth like America where those kinds of that kind of training is available. It may cost money. It may come free. I don't know how, but you've got to, that's what you got to do. You got to take matters in your own hands.
Yeah, and no one's going to hand it.
That's all
no
there is to it. Hey, Jim, we only got a minute. Talk to us quickly about this credit card, the new credit card stuff.
Okay, first we have Citicard, but then there's a Visa and MasterCard. They're going to be smart cards that, you know, allow people, your customers, to, you might do things as get cash rewards or redeem points, basically with a push of a button.
At the point of sale.
At the point of sale over here.
Yeah.
And that is...
So your
card
would not only give them the information about your credit availability, but it would also give them information about your about the points you've accumulated.
Exactly.
To take prices off the... Take a price off the... amount off the price at the point of sale.
That's it.
Smart cards, folks. That's what you're looking for in your future, and you're going to have to start taking them in your business, too. Hey, Jim, thanks for being here. Good job today.
Thank you all.
Jim Ostroff, ladies and gentlemen. He'll be back. I will be, too, but it will be tomorrow. I'm Jim Blasingame. I'll see you later.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.